And a good evening to you folks on WBGV 92.5 FM. We're broadcasting live. Streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. It is our first broadcast of the high school girls and boys basketball season for 2023. Now into 2024. Took December off. We're here for a doubleheader at Deckerville High School. It is the Peck Pirates at the Deckerville Eagles JV boys game still going on. A triple header here at Deckerville High School gym. And we'll have the doubleheader of the varsity girls and boys basketball games between these two league rivals in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division. We'll have the pregame show coming up here. Pretty excited to see a basketball game. Saw a couple so far this year on my own, but great to be here at my alma mater to kick things off and maybe shake off the cobwebs. The cobwebs of the... From the football season, we took a break off. We'll be back for Sportsline. Mike Gallagher announced it last night at the CPS Boys in Caseville basketball game last night. Met up with him. He'll be here for coverage tonight of this game of the Sand Lake County News Sports. So maybe he'll pay us a visit also up here in the studios. Nick Lean back at the studios saying things are coming through loud and clear. That's good because I don't have my radio through the board, so I kind of forgot a cord. That's one of the kinks have to work out. A lot of great games going on tonight in the coverage area also. We'll talk about that in girls and boys basketball. Little quick review and plus a pregame of both these teams. Our first game will be the girls basketball game with the Peck Pirates against the Deckerville Lady Eagles. That'll be coming up here in about 10 seconds. The end here for this JV boys game. It is Deckerville leading 42-36, and they come away with the win here over the Peck Pirates in the JV game triple header. Shout out to Monica Spranger, the athletic director here at Deckerville High School, for setting us up in the bleachers. This gym here has been revamped in the last 2-3 years also, so still great to look at. All right, our pregame show coming up here for high school girls basketball, Peck Lady Pirates at the Deckerville Eagles. We'll have that pregame coming up. The game set to start off and tip off about 15 minutes from now. We have a lot to talk about both these teams and what they've done so far throughout the season, at least the first month of high school girls and boys basketball seasons. So tune in for that here on WBGV 92.5. Eddie Fury View, we'll be right back. Welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Mike Gallagher, Sand Lake County News, and the Sportsline, from Sportsline host on WMIC. How you doing, man?
Yeah, welcome back, Eddie. This is your first game of the season. How does it feel?
Well, I was at a game last night.
Well, yeah.
But
that was for pleasure. That was not for work, yes.
Yeah, it wasn't very pleasurable to see CPS lose to Caseville, though.
Wow.
Yeah, for boys basketball.
I teed you up there, not on purpose, but yeah.
Have you had any time off at all from the football season to the basketball season?
A little bit, you know, Christmas, New Year's Eve.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good.
So with Sportsline back, you made it official Monday. You know there's a football.
We're back.
There's a little football game going on there.
Just ignore all the pregame shows. Just listen to us. We'll take you all the way up to kickoff, and you'll be set.
Okay. All right. We're here for high school girls basketball. The first game, this is the Peck Lady Pirates at the Deckerville Lady Eagles right now. Deckerville is 4-3 overall. Peck Pirates 2-2. And so far, so good. And, you know, I like how Deckerville has really challenged themselves early on in the season. They took on some competition over the holiday break. They took on Sandusky. They got beat, but they scored some pretty good points against
them.
They
looked good against Sandusky. Now, the problem was they got down 14-0. But for the rest of the game, they stuck with Sandusky. And that says a lot because Sandusky, that's the bar in Sand Lake County. Yeah. That's who you compare yourself to. That's the kind of the standard. And Deckerville usually plays Sandusky every year, and I don't remember it ever being that close. I don't remember it ever being close at all. So that just shows a lot about this Deckerville team. They've got a lot of talent, and they wanted to challenge themselves because guess what? You're in the Stars, and you're going to have to play Kingston twice this year. So that non-conference, you got to prepare yourself with some top-tier competition. And, they hung with Marlette as well. They had Marlette on the ropes in this gym They were up 8 in the fourth quarter, and that's another top team in the Greater Thumb East. So a lot of encouraging things from the Decaville Eagles so far.
Yeah, they also took on the Lakers earlier. They lost to the Lakers. That was the first game of the regular season back on December 4th.
Yeah, we don't count anything before December 5th.
39.
That's too early to be judging teams on.
39-24, but then they had four straight wins over Owengate, 64-18 in the NCTL, but that's a cross-conference game.
Yep.
Against the Casey Eagles, 39-5. Carsonville-Port Sanlac, 51-21 with a win there. And against the All Saints, who they may meet up down further down the line. That's who they always end up meeting in the playoffs. Good win there, and it took overtime for the Decaville Eagles on December 19th, 43-42 with the win. Back-to-back losses, talk about that Greater Thumb East, but I think those are the two top teams, counting Harbor Beach. And
yeah,
now,
you have to include Harbor Beach now.
Because
yeah.
Harbor Beach just beat Sandusky.
Yes,
but,
they did.
Decaville losing to Sandusky 48-34, but man, just a 14-point loss, 7 shots right there.
Well, and I like that All Saints win too, because that one's on the road. That's a gut check win. You're in overtime. Bay City All Saints, that's a tough place to play. That's a long trip. And they're usually the top team in the Stripes division. So that's a great win. And then, yeah, Marlette, I know Coach Kirkpatrick was a little upset about that one because that's one he feels that they should have had. But I think going into the game, a lot of people would have said Marlette was the heavy favorite in that. So despite the loss, you have to take the good things out of that. And that's a learning experience. And you look at the Marlette game, you're up big late, you're up by 8, and you lose late. And then against Sandusky, it's the opposite. You go down early, 14-0, and then you battle for the rest of the game. If Decaville can put together a complete game, they're a very dangerous team in the Stars.
The Decaville Lady Eagles, what they have strong shooters all around right
yes,
now.
They do,
a lot
yeah.
of experience. A couple of girls have had about 2 years, maybe 3 years of experience
also. A lot
also.
Of familiar faces out there, yeah.
One of the younger players from last year really coming along this year, Libby Tank, one of the top players right now.
Yes, definitely one of the top players. She's averaging over 10 rebounds a game this season. She's pretty much the forward, the center for this Decaville Eagles team, where on a lot of other teams, she's more of a guard forward because she has those type of abilities as well. And, Coach Kirkpatrick, when I talked to him after the Sandusky game, he said, you know, she has to get used to getting hammered underneath the post, because when you're a player like that and you're getting so many offensive rebounds, you're going to draw a lot of fouls. You got to be strong under there. And, you know, being just a sophomore, that's a role that she's going to grow into this year. And, you know, she's going to be one of the top players, not only in Santa Clara County, but in the Thumb as well.
Hey, Maya Garza, sophomore, another great young player
Garza,
here, really coming along. Emma Solowitz, a lot of great experience, but she had injuries in the past, you know, every season it seemed like. But now, pretty healthy right now. You see her on the floor here. Also, we have Jesse Kabaki. And yeah, so Brooke Barker, a lot of experience on the floor here
Brooke
for the Decaville Eagles.
Yep, and then for the, let me pull up my roster, the Sandusky game, Mariah Perez Gonzalez was in the starting lineup as well. She played some very solid defense against Sandusky's point guard, Caroline Renke, in the final three quarters. So, you know, look to her to be maybe a defensive specialist, and maybe see her role grow as the season goes along as well.
All right. This is the first league game also for the Decaville Lady Eagles up against the Peck Lady Pirates, their first league game. We'll talk about the Peck Lady Pirates when we come right back here. High school girls basketball. It's a doubleheader tonight on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming online at CNLBroadcasting.com. I hope you got your propane. It's cold outside, but it's going to get hot here in tonight.
The ultimate salesman. Nice work, Eddie.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. I'm Eddie Fury. That is Mike Gallagher. We talk about the Decaville Lady Eagles a little bit. Let's move on to the Peck Lady Pirates. By the way, head coach... Doug Kirkpatrick.
Yep.
A lot of great successes since he's been here at the
absolutely,
hold here.
Absolutely, absolutely.
This is his, according to your preview.
Oh boy. You're
5 years. 5 years, 67-31 career record, not counting this year's games.
You're
so
right.
Add four more. That's 71 so far.
It's a good stretch.
Yeah. Now in her second season, but she's got a lot of experience in the sidelines.
Yes,
here.
Absolutely.
Head coach for the Peck Lady Pirates. Not too bad. They had some problems, you know, but she had to start off with some young players here.
Mm-hmm. Tina Van Kona,
yes.
by the way.
Yeah, yes. I'm coming up. I was going to come up.
I thought
that.
You were building up to it. No.
Second season, 9-12 overall record.
Yes, Peck royalty there.
And she went to the Career Center. She's in the graphics program.
Yes, she was on the state championship team at Peck, and she's trying to instill that type of pride and stuff back into the program. Last year, definitely a rebuilding year. There's a very young team. They had one senior. You look at the roster this year again, one senior, lots of juniors. So this is a team, they're going to be making that next step. And, you know, with these players, these were all players that were on the court last season. So I will admit, Pet girls basketball team, Eddie, I've seen every single basketball team this season already except for the Pet girls.
Really? So and this is a game to see them in.
I'm really excited to see them because you look at their schedule, they have some really nice wins, and, you know, they have some really nice players. So
they've had a long layoff here because their holiday game was canceled against Landmark Academy at the Skipper Classic at SC4.
And they were also supposed to play Brown City, I believe, but that was also canceled.
They only have four games in. The last game they played was back on the 19th, and that was a win over Caseville. And it seems like everybody's beating Caseville right now, 39-8.
You can't say that after last
night. Well, then after last night, after they beat CPS. So congrats, CPS, for stopping that losing streak.
No, you say congrats, Caseville, for the win.
Okay. Owen Gage. They lost to Owen Gage. Peck did 37-27. But Owen Gage is a little surprising team this year, I think.
Yes, but see, the thing that sticks out to me, though, is the that same week, they score more points against Elmont, a BWAC team.
Yes.
So, you know, again, this is a young team, going to have a little bit of ups and downs. But you said their last game was the 19th. So they've had a couple of weeks to prepare for this game.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how they come out.
Well, after this game, well, let's just go one game at a time. But this is the first league game also on this of January 5th into the new year. Let's talk about some of the players they have in their fold here, Mike. Do you have a key returner here? According to your preview, Julia Loftus.
Julia Loftus, that's the one senior on the team. She's played a big role in this team. And she's going to be counted on a lot for leadership this year, being kind of that steady hand. So to speak, as a senior.
But
Eight juniors, yeah, and eight juniors that were on the team last season. But Ava Collins, she's a player that's been on this team as a freshman, since her freshman season, I should say. Riley Uriel, a great athlete, great player. And then we talk about Libby Tank for Deckerville. Peck has Maddie Taylor and Sydney Parker in the middle that are very strong, very tough down there. So that'll be a matchup to watch tonight. Libby Tank against the forwards for Peck. And then, you know, great guards all over the court tonight. So it should be a great game. I'm looking forward to it.
You do have a sophomore, Allison Kramer, also a 10th grader, only one lone 10th grader. And there may be, do they have enough numbers to bring any players up? Or I think they're pretty set here. This is a pretty good,
it's a pretty good looking roster. I think they'll probably be fine.
All right, it is the Peck Lady Pirates at the Deckerville Lady Eagles. Are you going to be taking pictures here soon?
I will be taking pictures of this one because, like I said, I haven't covered Peck yet, so shame on me.
All right, we'll be right back here on WBGV. Game time coming up. Peck at Deckerville here on 92.5 FM. High school basketball. I'm excited now.
You should be, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, starting lineups have been announced here between the Deckerville Lady Eagles hosting the Peck Lady Pirates. First game of our doubleheader here on WBGV 92.5. Libby Tank on the floor, starter for Deckerville. Maya Garza, number two. Number 12, Johanna. We'll call her JoJo. That's her nickname. Kabaki. Cassandra Trigger, or the Chainsaw. Number 21 and number 22, Emma Salowitz for Deckerville. For the Peck Lady Pirates, Kendra Colzo, number zero. We also have number 11 at the center circle, Riley Uriel. Starting, number four also, Ava Collins. And we also have number 40 on the floor. That'd be Sydney Parker. Starting for the Peck Lady Pirates. And Julia Loftus, a senior for the Peck Lady Pirates. They have possession right now. Taking a shot inside the left wing for two with the miss. Rebounded by Libby Tank for the Deckerville Lady Eagles to start things off here. 0-0 in the first period. Just starting off. Knocked out of bounds by Julia Loftus. Still Deckerville ball. Inbounds pass to Johanna Kabaki, number 12 for Deckerville Lady Eagles. Starting off here in the first period. Shot from the circle there, just the top of the key. That's a miss by Deckerville, and rebounded by the Peck Lady Pirates. Pass underneath the basket at the right low block. Look away pass by Colza, number four, for a three from the right wing with a miss. Loose ball picked up by Libby Tank for Deckerville Lady Eagles. Girls basketball 0-0. Still no score. 6:49 to go here in the first period. Bounce pass and a double dribble there by number two, Maya Garza. And we'll turn the ball over. And it'll be Peck Lady Pirates ball. Coming down with a dribble, number four, Ava Collins. top of the point. Loose ball knocked away, almost stolen away, and saved by the Peck Lady Pirates. Almost knocked loose by number two, Maya Garza. Peck Lady Pirates, number 12. Over to the left side, Julie Loftus back to the left corner, to the left wing, now to the top. Collins with the dribble at the point guard position. Passes it over to Loftus. Being guarded and defended by Kabaki of Deckerville. Stolen away by Libby Tank and picked up by Amosalovich. Loose ball, and it'll be a whistle called. We have foul on the Peck Lady Pirates. That's the first foul of the game. I'll be on number 40, Sydney Parker. Inbounds pass from the left sideline. Kabaki drives to the free throw line with a loft of a shot. Takes a shot against the glass. No good. Rebound to Peck Lady Pirates. Coming down with a dribble. Collins to the right corner. Goes to the basket. Takes a jumper from the right lane for two. And that's the first point scored. Peck scores at the 5:45 mark. 2-0. Collins with the basket. Decker ball going for a long shot for two. Inside the right wing. Libby Tank for two. The tied up 2-2. 5.5 to go here. And stolen away by the Deckerville Lady Eagles. Garza. Bounce pass. Look away to the right corner. It's a Tank. Takes a shot. No good. Put back attempt from the left. Low block by Salowitz. No good. And Peck Lady Pirates will pick up the rebound. Lady Pirates with possession. Loftus with it. Goes into the short right corner. Over the head pass to number 53, knocks it in, Maddie Taylor, to take back the lead 4-2. That's the other starter here for the Peck Lady Pirates at the 450 mark. And a full court pressure applied by the Peck Lady Pirates. Foul committed, however, by Peck. Could be number four. That's her first foul. 4:44 to go here. It's 4-2, the Peck Pirates girls basketball team leading. Underhand pass to Libby Tank. Right corner shot for two, no good by Garza. Picked up by the Peck Lady Pirates. Ava Collins with a rebound. She'll come down with a dribble. 4.5 to go here in counting. Peck leading 4-2. They have the possession. Number 40 driving to the basket. Stops at the left low block. Will pass it off. Almost knocked away and loose after the dribble by Riley Uriel. Loftus over to Collins at the right corner. Coming down to 4 minutes. It's 4-2. Peck leading. They have possession. Pass over to 53. Maddie Taylor. One of the other starters here. She'll drive to the basket. Right low block. Pushes up a shot. She'll draw the foul. So good that she drove through the basket. That's the first foul on Deckerville. Be number 21, Cassandra Trigger. Trying to get that trigger trap down there. Couldn't do it. And this is the first free throw of the game. Number 53, Maddie Taylor with it. Up, and that one is no good. .354 mark here, 4-2. Second free throw attempt. That one is good to extend the lead. Taylor with the free throw. Coming down to 3:47. A pass over to the left side. A long shot for two. Good by number 22, Emma Solowitz. Makes it 5-4. And a stolen away on the inbounds pass by Libby Tank. She tries to go with an underhanded hook shot. Couldn't get it in. In the game here is number 3, Leah Szymanski. That's actually Maria Perez Gonzalez in the game here. The pressure, full-court pressure applied by the Deckerville Lady Eagles. Long shot and the pass. Underhand reverse shot from Loftus to number 53. Maddie Taylor gets two, and they lead 7-4. Good pass underneath the basket. 3:13 to go here, and a turnover by Deckerville. Good pressure there by the Peck Lady Pirates on the right sideline, and they'll have possession. Peck leading 7-4 against the Deckerville Eagles. Coming down to 3 minutes to go here in the first period. Over to Taylor. Taylor moves into the right corner. Pulls up and actually does a smart play. Felt trapped there, so she takes the ball and hits the side of the leg of number 3, Maria Perez Gonzalez, and it goes out of bounds. So still Peck Pirates ball underneath the home basket. Right side, inbounds to Collins for number 11. That's Riley Urio. 7-4, Peck with the lead by 3. 2:40 to go here, and trying to steal it away was Garza, but taking it right back, Ava Collins for Peck. She'll go in and take a floater inside the left wing, no good. Gonzalez comes up with a rebound for Deckerville. Throws it over to Myra Garza. Garza will dribble over to the right corner. 3-point range, bounce pass to Gonzalez, over to Kabaki. Kabaki at the high post. We have a foul called on the Peck Lady Pirates. It'll be the third foul. This foul will be on number 12, Julia Loftus. Coming in as number 1 for Loftus, that would be Sawyer Kerr. Underneath their own basket, right side, Tank throws it in to Kabaki. The Garza, back to Tank, and knocked away loose by Kozo. Loose ball still, and Deckerville will get it back. Kabaki over to Tank. Tank drives it back to right side, goes up for a shot for 2 against the glass, no good. Rebound by Libby Tank, and it'll be a foul on Deckerville as Maddie Taylor was all over her, defended her well, smothering her, and Tank trying to get the shot in. From the baseline, inbounds pass, knocked out of bounds by Peck. After Salowitz threw it into Tank. Salowitz now from the baseline into the right corner on Deckerville's side of the floor. They're moving from right to left. Long shot for 3. Good by Emma Salowitz to tie it up 7-7 with a 3-point shot. Number 22, Emma Salowitz. 5 points, tries to lay it up for a putback by Peck. Good by number 11 for Peck. Riley Urio takes the lead 9-7. Salowitz with that 3-point shot. Tied it up, but taking it right back is Peck with the lead 9-7 after the 2-point by Riley Urio. 4 fouls on Peck so far, and Deckerville mishandles it, and it goes out of bounds underneath their own basket as Peck defended it well from behind, and ball last touches Deckerville, and it will be Peck Pirate ball. Sawyer Kerr throws it in, double team on number 2, Allison Kramer in the game also, and it came off her side of her leg as she was trapped on the left sideline. It'll be Deckerville ball on their side of the floor now. Inbounds pass to Garza for Deckerville. A little bit of fast-paced game here between these two teams. Over to Kabaki. Kabaki moves over to the left side, to the left corner, to Gonzalez. Into the paint. Intercepted by Peck. Fighting for the ball. It'll be a jump ball. So a good battle there. It'll be Deckerville ball. You know, the jump ball goes in their favor. Libby Tank over to left corner. Salowitz with another 3-point attempt from the left corner this time. No good. Kendra Kozo gets the rebound. Number 0 for Peck. Over to number 4. To Kerr. Kerr to the right corner for Peck. On their side of the floor. Loose ball picked up by Collins. Collins goes to the paint. Left side for 2. No good. Loose ball picked up, and it will be a foul. And number 4, Ava Collins, doesn't like the call. She gets called for it. That will be her second foul. That's 5 fouls so far for the Peck Lady Pirates at the 50-second mark. In the first period, it is 9-7, Peck leading Deckerville. And going to the free throw line, as that's the 5th or 6th foul there. Be Maya Garza, the first free throws of the game here for Deckerville. That one is a miss. Second free throw, no good. Back-to-back missed free throws. Rebound to Peck Lady Pirates. It's 9-7, Peck leading. in the first period. Down to 40 seconds, 9-7. Peck with possession. Going down the left lane. Bounce pass to Kozo. A long shot for two. High against the glass. No good. Rebound picked up by Salowicz at 30 seconds. She's going to try to drive to the basket. Left side for a layup. She draws a foul. And we're going to the line after that two-point attempt. Did not go in, but she'll go back to the free throw line. seconds to go here in the first free throw up, and that one is no good. Coming in for substitution, number 32, Janelle Kineff. It's number 10, Libby Tanko, get a breather. Second free throw up, and that one is good. First free throw attempt. The second free throw attempt, good. Peck leading 9-8. Salowicz with that. At the 27-second mark, down to 20 seconds to go here in the first period. Loose ball picked up. It'll be another jump ball. Should be in favor of Peck, and it is. Battling for that loose ball was Garza. And Collins. Inbounds pass, Kendra Colzo for Peck. In, over to Ava Collins, left corner. Goes for three, and that one rolls around the rim. No good. Loose ball picked up by Deckerville, down to 9 seconds. Garza with it. She's double-teamed. She'll get across the timeline. 4 seconds. Looking for three. Kabaki at the buzzer. And Deckerville takes the lead with that three-point shot at the buzzer by Johanna Kabaki. And Deckerville will take the lead 11-9. We'll be right back here with the second period. Coming back from our break, a couple shots taken by both teams here to start off the second period in shot for Libby Tank. She gets fouled and she makes a shot and she makes her three-point play with the free throw. So Deckerville extends her lead after that buzzer three-point shot by Kabaki, and Deckerville now leads 13-9. Another three-point shot there to start off the second period. 13-9, Deckerville leading. Posting up, Kozo at the right low block. Can't. Passes it off though to Loftus inside the left wing for two. Actually along the left lane for a two-point shot with a miss. It's 14-9. Deckerville leading. Shot for three again for the left corner. No good by Salowicz. But rebound save offensively by Deckerville. Tank tries to drive a shot up from the right low block. No good. And Peck will come up with a rebound after a couple shots missed there by Deckerville. Peck with it on possession. Sydney Parker will be battling for the ball. Another jump ball in favor of Peck, it looks like. Coming in, number 12, Johanna Kabaki, who got that buzzer three-point shot at the end of the first period. 6:36 to go here in the second with Deckerville leading 14-9. Inbounds pass from Kozo. Pass over to Loftus in the right corner. Will hold up. She's being defended well by number 32, Janelle Kineff. Down the left lane. Tries an underhand shot. No good. It was blocked by number 2, Allison Kramer. That one will fall out of bounds. It'll be Deckerville ball, last touch by Peck. 6:22 to go, 14-9. Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team leading the Peck Pirates. Inbounds pass, no pressure here by Peck this time. Good attendance for tonight's Friday night doubleheader here tonight. Girls basketball, Deckerville leading here in the second period, 14-9. 6:10 to go here. Last touched by Deckerville after it's knocked out of bounds by Peck. Actually, by Peck. Last touches it out of bounds. Inbounds pass to Kabaki. To Garza to the top of the point to Kabaki. Johanna Kabaki over to Myra. Maya Garza back to Kabaki around the perimeter. At the elbow. Kineff fighting for the ball. Will be a foul, actually. Committed by Deckerville. Looks like it'll be number 32, Kineff, with the foul. Her first foul of the game. 5:51 to go in the first half. 14-9, Deckerville leading. Pat Pirates ball, Sydney Parker. Hands it off to Loftus. Loftus around perimeter, down to the right low block. She's double-teamed. Will get the ball out to Kozo. Loose ball picked up and saved by number 40, Sydney Parker. Whistle was called. Ball was in the hands of Riley Urio. And it looks like Garza gets the foul on this one. And it'll be Peck Pirates ball. Inbounds pass. Loose ball picked up after the inbounds pass. Garza will pick it up. 5:20 to go. Decker will leading 14-9. They have the ball now on their side of the floor. Cassandra Trigger pass over to Kabaki from Garza. Misses a shot for three from the right wing and will go out of bounds. And it'll be Peck Pirates ball. Peck Pirates about to get the inbounds pass here. 5:09 mark, 14-9. With the dribble. Number four, Ava Collins. Pass over to Colzo at the right wing, over to the right corner. Loftus with the dribble, being defended well by Emma Salowitz. Bounce pass and intercepted and taken away with a steal by Libby Tank. At the right low block, over to Garza. Garza racing her way for Deckerville's side of the floor. Trigger at the right low block. Kind of bumping the bodies there, and a long shot for three, no good by Garza. Saved by Kabak in the left corner. For three, left wing, Garza, be Emma Salowitz. Loose ball picked up again by Deckerville. Three straight offensive rebounds, but Trigger gets caught for the travel, and it'll be Peck Lady Pirates ball. Coming in for a substitution, Colza will come out. In is number one, Soya Kerr. In number three, Leah Szymanski coming in. Taking a seat is number 11. Riley Urio. 14-9, 4:25 to go here. Deckerville leading Peck in the first half. Second period. Collins hands it off to Loftus. Loftus in the middle of the paint. Floats it up for two. No good. Rebound after the miss by Cassandra Trigger for Deckerville. Johanna Kabaki at the point. Throws it over to Garza, right wing. Maya Garza back to Kabaki, right corner. Three-point range, now to the left wing for three. No good by Garza. Rebound picked up by number 40 for Peck. That is Sydney Parker. Collins with it for the Peck Pirates. Back to Parker from number one, Soya Kerr. Parker goes in the middle of the paint and throws it up for two. Ends the drought. And it's 14-11. Peck with a shot by Parker at the 3:36 mark. Full court pressure applied by the Peck Pirates. Deckerville gets it to the side of the floor. Mishandled on the dribble by Tank. She recovers. Pass over to Salowitz and banks a shot in the back of the glass for two to extend her lead 16-11. 3:21 to go here in the first half. 5-point lead. And we have a travel there. The players kind of crossed hairs there right next to each other. And miscommunication turns the ball over. Be Deckerville ball. Loftus will get a breather. Number 53, Maddie Taylor, ready to come in, but Deckerville gets the inbounds pass quickly here before they can bring one in. With 3 minutes to go here. Salowitz asking for a three-point shot, left corner, no good. Put back attempt on the right side of the glass, though, by Garza for two. Do believe that's our first point of the game. It's a 7-point lead now. 2:53 to go here. 18-11. Always count on those second-chance points. Long shot for three with a miss by number 11, Riley Urio. Couple substitutions coming in for Peck. It's Maddie Taylor, number 53. In for number 40, Sydney Parker. Cassandra Trigger comes out. In for her is Maria Perez Gonzalez, a sophomore. Number three for Deckerville. Inbounds pass by Collins and knocked out of bounds by Deckerville from behind. Still be Peck Pirates ball. Soya Kerr to throw it in, left side of the glass from the baseline. 2:44 to go here, 18-11. Deckerville leading in this girls' basketball game. Doubleheader tonight. 18-11 down the right lane and stolen away by Emma Salowitz with 2.5 to go here in the first half. She'll take the shot from the elbow for two. Good. Emma Salowitz with another two. It's 20-11, 2:25 to go. 9-point lead for Deckerville, 3-possession lead. Peck on their side of the floor. Driving down into the paint. Pass off over. Loose ball again. With the ball handling and taken away by Emma Salowitz. Going for two. Layup shot. And she draws a foul and makes the two. 22-11, an 11-point lead now with 2:08 to go. And trying to convert the three-point play is Emma Solowitz, the senior. And she can't convert that free throw. Loose ball underneath. Last touch by Peck out of bounds. So it'll be Deckerville ball despite the missed free throw and battling for the rebound. And they'll take possession underneath their own basket after the Solowitz two-point shot. 2:05 to go. 22-11. Inbounds pass to Gonzalez. Lays it up for two with a floater from the middle of the paint. No good. Fighting for the ball. It will be a jump ball between the both teams and stays in possession of Deckerville. 1:59 to go here in the first half. Inbounds pass into the high post. Intercepted and stolen away by Peck. Driving to the basket for two. Number 11, Urio. No good. Looking for a foul and rebound, Kabaki. Kabaki over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez inside right wing. Two-point shot attempt no good by Garza. Put back a tip by Libby Tank, and she'll go to the free throw line for two. We'll be right back. Both free throws by Libby Tank are good. And in the ensuing play, after both free throws are made, Peck Pirates taking a shot. Loft is going for two, and she will be fouled. That's the third foul for each team, and she'll go for her first free throw, no good. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Deckerville. It's 24-11. Deckerville with a lead, almost taken away by the Peck Lady Pirates. 1:20 to go in. Libby Tank up for two, right side of the low block, no good. Does not go in. It'll be Peck Lady Pirates ball. 1:15 to go here in the first half. Long shot for two. No good by Urio. Rebound, Emma Solowitz. Having a great game so far. Fast break play. Tries to look for Garza on the right side as she throws from the left side on a fast break play. Knocked out of bounds by Peck, however. Still Deckerville ball. 1:05 to go here in the first half. 24-11, Deckerville leading. Inbounds pass to Garza from Tank from the baseline. Kabaki with it. Over to Gonzalez. Left corner, under a minute. And a travel call on Deckerville. Turnover Deckerville. Had a couple of those. Inbounds pass. No pressure. Peck Pirates. Girls basketball team down 24-11. With possession. Ava Collins with the dribble. Hands it off to Loftus. Loftus to the high post. Will hold up. Down to 45 seconds left here in the first half. Swings it over to inside the left wing for two. No good by Collins. Rebound being fought for. It'll be a jump ball. In possession for Peck. From the baseline, right side of the glass to throw it in, number 11. Urio into Collins, right corner. Back to Urio. Right, the Urio goes to the paint. Open look for two, and she swishes it in. 24-13. The 25-second mark. Full court pressure applied by Peckham Deckerville. Deckerville crosses the timeline. Garza with the ball with 15 seconds to go here in the first half. In the second period. It'll be Solowitz for three. No good. 10 seconds to go here. Stolen away by Gonzalez. After the rebound at Peck, she'll try to go for another putback and she'll draw the foul and go to the free throw line. She took a shot, got back her own rebound, took another shot and was fouled. It'll be the fourth foul here and a shooting foul. Maria Perez Gonzalez to the free throw line here for Deckerville. First free throw up, and that one is no good. Second free throw attempt here for Maria Perez Gonzalez. Just no good. Loose ball picked up by Libby Tank for Deckerville. It takes a shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's where we end the half. 24-13 at the half. Deckerville Lady Eagles leading the whole second period here. You know, the first half. Took the lead with a buzzer three-point shot by Johanna Kabaki with 2 seconds left at the buzzer, too. And it's Deckerville holding on to the lead by 11. 24-13 at the end of the first half here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Broadcasting live also online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Click and listen live link. It's a doubleheader night tonight here at Deckerville High School. Back from the holiday break with a doubleheader of varsity games. The boys game will follow after this game also here on 92.5. We'll be right back at the half, 24-13. Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team leading Peck Pirates. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM at the half. Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team leads the Peck Pirates 24-13. Started off with Peck leading 7-4 at the 3:13 mark. A tie by Solowitz at the 1:40 mark. Tied it with a three-point shot, 7-7. Peck taking back the lead, 9-7. And then Deckerville started to chip away some free throws and some big three-point shot at the buzzer at the end of the first period by Johanna Kabaki to make it 11-9. Deckerville continued to hold on to that lead. In fact, they led by as much as 9 at the 2:53 mark, extended their lead 24-11 before Peck got a two-point shot to end their long scoring drought, which was at the 3:36 mark by Peck's Parker. So they only scored 4 points in the second period, while Deckerville scored 13 in the second period themselves. Free throw shooting for the Deckerville Lady Eagles. They've had 10 free throw attempts, but they've only made 4. Peck Lady Pirates only gone to the line 4 times and made 1 free throw out of 4. Leading scorer so far in the first half, 5 points is your leading scorer for Maddie Taylor with 5. 4 points for Riley Uriel. 2 points for Ava Collins. Leading scorer for the Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team, Emma Solowitz. She has 12. Second leading scorer, Libby Tank, with 7. 3 points for Johanna Kabaki, 2 points for Maya Garza. 24-13. Deckerville girls basketball team leading against the Peck Pirates. We'll get ready here for our second half of some other info to pass along also, and some other games going on in girls basketball. We'll pass that along after a quick break here on 92.5 FM WBGV. It is Deckerville girls team leading Peck 24-13 here for high school basketball action on a Friday night. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 24-13, Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team leading against the Peck Pirates here at the end of the first half. Some other games going on. You can check our website at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Check our sports section or go to the front page of our website and you'll find the sports section right there. Other games going on this Friday night in girls basketball. Our game of the night, of course, here, Peck at Deckerville, Croswell Lexington at Emily City. They played 3 straight games, by the way. Yale at North Branch, another pretty competitive game there, a battle in the Blue Water Area Conference standings between all 4 teams there. Algonac is at Armada. That's our CNAC broadcasting coverage area. I want to make a quick note here. The high school hockey team, the Thumb Area Legion, will be in action tomorrow. They're coming off a win yesterday at North Oakland, 3-1. The Thumb Area Legion will be playing tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 p.m. Sand Lake County Fairgrounds and Sandusky at the Colleen Howe Arena. They'll be taking on and hosting Southgate Unified tomorrow afternoon at the Sand Lake County Fairgrounds in Sandusky. Be sure to check that out. As Thumb Area Legion will look to go 2 straight wins on the ice in high school hockey. Thumb Area Legion consisting of players from teams across the Thumb area. So be sure to support that hockey team and get out there if you can. Enjoy some great ice action. Hey, the Silver Sticks are in town also in Port Huron. They'll be going on for the next couple weeks also in Port Huron and McMoran Arena. We get ready here for the second half. Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team leads 24-13. Between these two games, with the varsity boys game coming up, we'll have our MHSAA this week in high school sports after they come off their holiday break with a new one. Open up a possession here in the second half. It's Deckerville. They are moving from left to right in your radio dial or webcast stream if you're listening. Libby Tank going for a shot for 2. She'll draw the foul. It'll be the Pack Pirates committing the infraction. It'll be number 40, where a second foul, Maddie, Sydney Parker, that is. First free throw is good to start off the scoring here for Deckerville. 25-13. For Libby Tank. And make it 25-13 to start off the scoring here in the third period. Second free throw, no good. Deckerville holding the 12-point lead now at the 7:20 mark. Missed shot by Peck. Safe from going out of bounds. Parker right underneath. Loose ball, and she will be called for the travel after falling. And we'll try to recover, but let's just say she did a little bit of the bottom spin there and traveled. Deckerville possession. Johanna Kabaki going up for his shots just below the free throw line with a miss. Rebound picked up by the Peck Lady Pirates. They move to their side of the floor. Long shot for three by Loftus. No good. Rebound, Libby Tank. Crashing those boards there. Throws over to Garza for Deckerville. They lead 25-13 here in the third period. 6:40 to go. Pass over to Kabaki. Pitches it in to Trigger. Trigger to right low block. Turnaround jumper and does not go in. Parker, Sydney Parker with a rebound for Pack Pirates. Wide open was Loftus. And she gets to her side of the floor at the right wing. Top of the point. Parker was thinking about a three, but will hold up and hand it off to Collins. The pass over to number zero, Kendra Colzo. Nice pass. Bounce pass to Parker. She is triple team. Powers a shot up. Loose ball picked up by Deckerville. Kabaki. Loose ball is out. She was trapped. But Tank will pick it up. Over to Salowitz. A nice assist by Tank to Salowitz. Salowitz now has 14 points in the game. It's 27-13, 5:50 to go. Missed shot by Peck trying to get a fast break. After the rebound, Tank will get the rebound defensively. There'll be another jump ball between Colzo and Tank. Jump ball in favor of the Peck Lady Pirates. So it's 27-13. Peck Pirates with it. Loftus over to Ureal. Almost lost it. Didn't see the pass coming back to Loftus at the right wing. She'll go to the right corner. Being defended well by Johanna Kabaki. To Colza, right low block. Long shot for three by Ureal. No good. Rebound picked up by Emma Salowicz. Swings it over to Kabaki in a fast break. From right to left. Good for two. And it'll be a timeout call by Peck Lady Pirates. 29-13. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, Peck Pirates having to call a timeout after the two-point shot by Kabaki of Deckerville. They lead 29-13, largest lead of the game so far by 16. Peck Pirates calling the timeout. They'll have possession, get to their side of the floor from right to left. Kendra Colza with it down the right lane. Pass off and stolen away by Kabaki. Tank with the dribble. Loose ball picked up and stolen away by the Peck Pirates. Triple team from behind. Peck possession. Loftus over to number one for the Peck Pirates. Kerr, a long shot for three by Loftus. Whistle is called. It hits the top of the backboard. It'll be a turnover, and it'll be Deckerville Eagles ball. Eagle girls leading 29-13. Here in the third period, 4:25 to go. Pass over to the right wing, over to Garza. Garza pivots around on her foot to Salowitz, and a shot from the high post, just below the left elbow by Kabaki, no good. And nobody, kind of everybody boxes out, lets the ball go out of bounds and hits the baseline. It'll be Peck Pirates ball for the girls team. Loftus will come out. Coles will also come out and get a breather coming in. Riley Ureal, along with number two in the game, Allison Kramer for the Lady Pirates. Shot for two by Ava Collins. Misses a shot inside a short left corner. Rebound, Libby Tank for the Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team. Kabaki at the point. Pass inside to Tank at the right elbow. Just below it, takes a shot into the paint. No good. Rebound, Ava Collins for Peck. To the point for three. Incy swishes that one. Ava Collins with a three-point shot, making it 29-16. Deckerville with possession, their side of the floor. Short jumper for two by Cassandra Trigger. Down the right lane, and rebound by Deckerville after the miss, and a three-point shot by Salowitz. Hits the side of the rim, and it'll go out of bounds. Turnover as it goes out, and it will be Pack Pirates ball. Number 53 coming back in. Maddie Taylor, Sydney Parker on the floor, Riley Ureal, Ava Collins, and number two in the game, Allison Kramer, the sophomore for the Pack Pirates girls basketball team. They have possession and over to number 53, Maddie Taylor. Taylor over to Ureal. Back to Kramer. And driving to the basket and knocks it in and gets fouled. Number 53, Maddie Taylor. Making it 29-18. Trying to go for the three-point play here, but 2:54. Foul on number 10, Libby Tanker, first of the game. Free throw up, and that one is good. First free throw of the game. In the second half, that one is good. 29-18. Make that 29-19. Now down to a 10-point lead for Deckerville after the free throw and three-point play. Whistle was called away from the ball, and I think Coach Douglas Kirkpatrick wants to take a timeout. It's kind of a reset here for the Deckerville Eagles. 2:38 to go. It's 29-19. 10-point lead here for Deckerville in the third period. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, inbounds pass for Deckerville after a jump ball stayed in favor of Deckerville. Stolen away by Peck. Ava Collins for a layup for two. Does not get it in. She had no defender around her and could not lay it in. Rebound, Deckerville. Kabaki. No, that's Garza with it. She'll go up a shot for two. It does not drop. Fighting for the rebound is Peck, and they get it. Parker over to Ava Collins to their side of the floor. Loose ball picked up and saved by Riley Ureal. She'll go for a long jumper for two. Hits the side of the rim, no good. Saved inbounds by Parker. Ureal goes for two on the left side of the glass, and she draws the foul. Riley Ureal now goes to the free throw line. Deckerville leading 29-19 with under 2 minutes to go here in the third period. First free throw up, good. Two free throws so far, both made in the second half. Riley Ureal getting both free throws, making it 29-21 at the 150 mark. Mishandled by Deckerville, turnover on their side of the floor. Chipping away is the Peck Lady Pirates. 29-21, down to an 8-point lead now. Going for two, left side of the glass. She draws a foul. Maria Perez Gonzalez fouling number 40, Sydney Parker. Parker will go to the free throw line now. It's 29-21, 8-point lead. Peck goes back to the charity stripe. Taylor up for her first free throw, no good. That's a first miss free throw for the fourth attempt. Number 32, Janiel Kainiff comes in for Maria Perez Gonzalez. First free throw miss by Sydney Parker. Second free throw up, no good also. Rebound, though, by Maddie Taylor. Does not roll in. It kind of sat up there and came out. Rebound, Decaro. Solomon's with a layup for two, no good. Rebound, Riley Uriel. Trying to go for a fast break play and overplayed it. It was a pass from Uriel over to Sydney Parker. One over her head goes out of bounds. It'll be Deckerville ball. Coming down slowly. No full court pressure here with 1:15 to go here in the third. Deckerville leading by 8, 29-21. With the dribble. Maya Garza. Stolen away by Loftus. Frustration by Garza. She commits the foul. Loftus. That'll be the fifth foul or fourth foul now on Deckerville. Second on Garza of the game. Pack Pirates ball. Throws it in from the left sideline. Collins to Uriel now. Left side. Three-point range. Bounce pass. Posting up. Taylor up. Two, no good. Put back by Uriel. She draws a foul. It'll be the fifth foul in Deckerville with 54.5 seconds. Third foul. Apparently on Deckerville's Libby Tank, and she will come out. Cassandra Trigger comes in. First free throw is a miss. Kendra Koza comes in, number 40. Sydney Parker takes a break. Second free throw attempt up and no good. Four straight missed free throws by Peck. So if you get at four, and there will be 29-25, but it's 29-21 after the free throw misses. 45 seconds to go here in the third period. Deckerville possession after the missed free throw and rebound. Solowitz with it at the short right corner. To Garza, right wing, goes to the point. Passes out to Kabaki, around to the left side. To Kainiff in the game, to the high post. Cassandra Trigger throws it up. Misses that one, but rebound by Deckerville. Over to Solowitz for three, does not knock in. Solowitz gets back her own rebound from the middle of the paint. Good for two. 31-21, 10-point lead. Solowitz with 4 points here in the second half. A total of 16. 31-21, long shot for three by Uriel. No good for Peck. Down to 2 seconds. 0 seconds left now, and that's it for the third period. At the end of the third, 31-21. Deckerville with a 10-point lead at the end of the third. We got one more frame to go here, as Deckerville has maintained his lead since the second period all the way through the third period now. 10-point lead, 31-21. We'll be right back for our final fourth period. Starting the fourth period here. Inbounds pass. Kendra Kozo inbounds for Peck Lady Pirates. They're down by 10. 31-21 as we start the fourth. Deckerville Eagles leading here at Deckerville High School. Loftus in the game here for Peck with the dribble. Being defended by Kabaki. Throws it over to Kozo. To Ava Collins. Posting up. Left low block. No good. Rebound. Last touch by Deckerville goes out of bounds. And it'll still Peck Pirates ball. Inbounds pass from the baseline. And loose ball picked up by Kainiff. Janiel and Deckerville have possession there. After the steal by Deckerville on the inbounds, a tap by Peck underneath their own basket. Tank back in the game. She has three fouls here in the fourth period. To Cassandra Trigger over to the right corner to Kabaki. Kabaki pitching it into Tank in the paint. She is triple team. Loose ball picked up and taken away by the Peck Pirates. Kozo will get the steal. Ava Collins with it at the point. Swings over to Loftus, right wing. Stolen away by Johanna Kabaki. Kabaki driving to the basket for two. She'll be fouled from behind by Loftus. 31-21, 6:59 mark here in our final period in the second half. Deckerville leading. She'll go to the free throw line for her free throw attempts. This is the third free throw attempt for Deckerville. One of two so far. Johanna, make that the first point scored here in the fourth period. 32-21. Second free throw is good. 33-21. Deckerville leading by 12. Peck with possession on their side of the floor. Swing over to Colzo at the top of the point. To Urio for Peck. Riley Urio. Over to Sydney Parker at the right wing left. To the high post. Back to Parker from Ava Collins. She'll drive to the paint. Holds it up, pass over to Colzo. Colzo to Urio to the right corner. To the high post to Parker. Ava Collins with the ball. Driving to basket, short left corner for two, no good. Libby Tank with a rebound for Deckerville with 6:19 to go in the fourth period. 33-21, Deckerville leading Peck. Deckerville possession, Kabaki at the point. Swings it over to Garza, Maya Garza at the left wing. Tank moving around the floor, looking for the ball. Back to Kabaki at the right wing. Into the paint, and Kainef goes up for two. Good job from the left corner. Goes into the paint. But missed shot will be picked up for the rebound defensively by Peck Pirates with possession now. Sydney Parker with it. Down the left lane will hold up at the elbow. Left side to Colzo. Deckerville just doing a good job playing close defense. A little push in the back there. Like Tank got away with that. And however, the ball goes out of bounds after being last touched by Peck with 5:37 to go. Here will be Deckerville ball. Maddie Taylor comes in. Kendra Colza will come out. Sydney Parker comes out. Some substitutions coming in as number two, Allison Kramer. And also number one, Sawyer Kerr in the game here for the Peck Pirates. Deckerville Eagle girls team leading 33-21, 5:27 mark. With the dribble, number two, Maya Garza goes to the basket between two defenders via foul committed by Peck. Looked like she was going to go to the basket there with 5:20 to go. Non-shooting foul. It'll be the fourth foul, number 53, Maddie Taylor. Maddie Taylor will come right back out. In is Kendra Colson, number zero, the junior for the Peck Pirates. Baseline, right side of the glass. Libby Tank throws it up for Deckerville to the top of the point to Maya Garza. 5:10 to go here in the game. 33-21, Deckerville leading with possession. Garza pulls away, bounce pass to the elbow, left side wing to Kabaki. Kabaki takes a shot for two, off balance, no good. Riley Urio with a rebound for Peck Pirates. Races her way back and takes a short jumper for two inside the left wing, no good. Libby Tank with another rebound for Deckerville Eagles. Will hold up slowly, crosses the timeline and passes it over to Garza. Timeout call by head coach Kirkpatrick of Deckerville. We'll be right back. 33-21, Deckerville leading Peck here in the fourth. Welcome back here on 92.5 WBGV. 7 o'clock hour here if you're listening. Deckerville calling a timeout, a long timeout. They lead 33-21, 4:49 to go in the game against the Peck Pirates. Doubleheader action coming up after this game. We have high school boys basketball action. North Central Thumb League Stars Division battle at the top of the heap. Let's talk about the standings right now. Are the Kingston Lady Cardinals a very strong team? Really took on the competition. They are 5-1. That was a loss to Goodrich, Class B size school there. Very one of the toughest teams in high school girls basketball. Also, when it comes to playoff season, Deckerville with the inbounds pass, loose ball picked up by the Peck Pirates. Well, the steal will be a foul committed by Deckerville from behind. Now, Kingston is 5-1 overall, 2-0 in league play already. Dryden is 7-2, 1-0. Deckerville, this is their first league game. Inbounds pass for Peck to the right corner. Takes a shot for two, long shot for two from the right corner by Ava Collins for Peck. Rebound picked up by Kainef. Janiel Kainef. Garza getting the pass from Kainef. Garza Bounce pass over to right corner, Lalubi Tank. She is double teamed. A little bit of a 3-2 zone defense here by the Peck Pirates defensively. Jumper for two by Kynef. From the left elbow, no good. Rebound picked up by Peck. Long shot, fast break attempt here by Ava Collins. Up for two, no good. On the right side of the glass, rebound by Kynef. Slapped out of bounds by Kozo. And hits the body of a Deckerville player. And it stays Peck Pirates ball underneath their own basket. 33-21, 4 minutes to go here in the game. Deckerville leading by 12. Riley Urio at the right corner. Ava Collins back with it at the point. She'll go for three. Hits the side of the rim, no good. Rebound by Maddie Taylor. She'll go for a hook shot in the paint, no good. Riley Urio with the rebound for Peck. Loose ball picked up and saved by Loftus for Peck. Over to Ava Collins. Collins bounce pass over to Sydney Parker. Parker drives to the paint. She'll hold up at the left lane. Be a jump ball. 3:28 to go in the game. It is Deckerville leading, and they'll have possession after that jump ball. Inbounds pass for Deckerville. Crossing the timeline is Garza. In the fourth period, they lead 33-21. 3:20 to go in the game. Into the paint. Jumper for two. That one does not drop. Put back a tip. No. Libby Tank. Will be another jump ball. In possession to Peck now. A little bit of a scoring drought here. In fact, a long scoring drought. Since the end of the third period, Decker has only scored 2 points. With 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Pass over to Riley Urio. Peck Pirates with possession at the right wing. She'll hand it off to Ava Collins. Just good smothering defense here by Deckerville. Long shot for three, no good by Collins. Rebound picked up by Garza. Garza one-on-one, throws it up, blocked by Urio and picked up for Peck. Knocked out of bounds by Kabaki, but it'll stay possession for the Peck Pirates. 33-21. All right. Looks like Sydney Parker will take a seat. Uriel will take a seat also, as well as Ava Collins. And inbounds pass from Kerr into Kramer to Loftus, left corner. Back over to Kramer. Kramer for two, does not roll in. Rebound, Libby Tank. And it'll be Deckerville ball. Last touch by Peck. Swinging the arms, pulling the ball out of her hands is what prevented that jump ball. Inbounds pass. Four-court pressure by the Peck Pirates. Looks like Coach Van Konitz relying on a little bit of a speed here for the Peck Lady Pirates. 33-21, and Deckerville turns the ball over. It'll be Peck Pirates ball. Starting lineup coming back in here pretty much. 33-21, 2:13 to go. Peck Pirates, Ava Collins. Pass over to Maddie Taylor, saves it from being stolen by Libby Tank. Down to 2 minutes go. Hits the side of the leg of Libby Tank. Or Maddie Taylor. Still be Peck Pirates ball. Riley Urio to throw it in from the right side of the glass from the baseline. Into the right corner. Ava Collins. Over to Maddie Taylor, but chipped away and stolen away by Deckerville. Another jump on possession to Deckerville. 1:55 to go here. Just not much action here in the fourth. Just playing a little bit of keep away. Just a lot of missed shots also and free throws. Inbounds pass, full court pressure applied by Peck with 1:50 to go here. Libby Tank driving the basket. She'll hold up. Loses the ball and take it away by Peck after the defense by number 53. Maddie Taylor will be Peck Pirates ball. Riley Urio for three from the left wing. No good. Hits the back of the rim. Put back a tip by Taylor. No good. Taylor again with another shot. Throws it up. Knocked away by Deckerville. Goes out of bounds underneath their own basket. It will be Peck Pirates ball. 1:31 to go in the game. 33-21. A total of Just 2 points scored here in the fourth period alone. Missed shot by Deckerville, actually by Peck. And getting the rebound is Janiel Kynev. And in the ensuing fight for the possession, she is fouled. And that'll be the third foul for number 40, Sydney Parker. Coming in as number 24, seeing some minutes here, is Brooke Barker for the Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team. Libby Tank taking a seat as well as Emma Salowitz. Inbounds pass from Maya Garza into Kabaki to Maria Perez Gonzalez. Gonzalez over, lays it up for two, got called for the travel, took an extra step. And Coach Kirkpatrick doesn't like that call. 1:20 to go here in the game. 33-21. It's been 33-21 for quite some time here. Peck Pirates with possession. Down to 1:10 to go here. Long shot for three. No good. The scoring drought continues since the third period here for Peck. No points scored. Lays it up for two. No good by Garza. Deckerville has the offensive rebound with under a minute to go here. Barker with it. And she will be fouled. So after scoring 8 points in the third period, Deckerville defense and the Peck Pirates have not made a shot here in the fourth period. Just 2 points for Deckerville also. 50 seconds to go here. Inbounds pass. It'll be a foul on Peck. Maria Perez Gonzalez being fouled. It'll be the fifth or sixth foul. Looks like she'll be going to the free throw line. That's the third foul also for number one, Sawyer Kerr. So Maria Perez Gonzalez will go to the free throw line. That one is no good. 3 of 5 for free throw shooting in the second half. Ava Collins will come out, coming in as number three. Maya or Leah Szymanski. Second free throw attempt, up and no good. Rebound bowled by Deckerville, and they make the shot, driving to the basket. Kabaki for two. Ends that long scoring drought. It's 35-21. With 36 seconds to go here, and Peck up for two, draws a foul as number two. She'll go to the free throw line. Allison Kramer with 31.6 seconds to go here. Deckerville leading by 14. 35-21. First free throw up, and that one is good. That was the first points made here in the fourth by the Peck Lady Pirates. Second free throw, no good. Possession was Deckerville, but Peck knocks it out of bounds. The last touch by Deckerville trying to save it. 27.7 seconds to go here, and they get it in before the time runs out. And Maria Perez-Gonzalez will steal it away from Peck. Deckerville possession. Bounce pass and taken right back by Peck after a bad pass. Down to 15 seconds. Peck with possession. Urio, long shot for two. Misses that one, and that will go out of bounds with 8 seconds to go in the game. 35-22 is your score. Inbounds pass from the baseline. A full court pressure applied. Deckerville with possession. Down to 5 seconds. Kabaki all by herself is kind of for two. Can't knock it in, and that's going to be the game. 35-22, your final score. Deckerville with the win over the Peck Pirates. Not much scoring here in the fourth period, but hey, they get the win, and that's what matters. First league win in the NCTL Stars Division for the Deckerville Lady Eagles over the Peck Lady Pirates. Again, 35-22, our final score. With the Deckerville Lady Eagles winning 35-22, we'll be back for the postgame reports right after this. All right, welcome back here. The final score, 35-22. The Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team over the Peck Pirates, 35-22. At the end of the first period, it was Deckerville getting a three-point buzzer shot from Johanna Kabosky to make it 11-9. In fact, Peck led through that first period until that buzzer three-point shot. There was a couple ties there, 2-2 and a 7-7 tie by Deckerville. And Deckerville took that lead at the end of the first period with that three-point shot by Johanna Kabosky, make it 11-9. And then Deckerville held that lead all the way through the game. At the end of the second period, at the end of the first half, it was 25-13. And then 31-21, 10-point lead. Not much scoring in the fourth period. At the end of the third, it was 31-21, just 1 point scored by Peck. Smothering defense and great rebounding here by Deckerville. They only scored 4 points in the fourth, but a win's a win. 35-22, your final score. Free throw shooting, 7-15 for the Deckerville Eagles, 5-13 for the Peck Pirates. So you make up those points. It's 29 points there, still not enough for the Peck Pirates. Leading scorer, 10 points for Maddie Taylor. Riley Urio herself getting 6 points. Also 4 points for Ava Collins. For the Deckerville Lady Eagles, leading scorer here, Johanna, well, Emma Solowitz, leading scorer by far. She had 4 more in the second half to make it 16 points total. Johanna Kabaki had 2, 3, 4, about 6 points. Libby Tank was 7. Kabaski had 3. 4, 5, 6, 7 points also in the game. You want to throw in 2 for Maya Garza? Give her 4 because she made 2 in the second half. Leading scorer, though, Emma Solowitz by far with her 16 points. Strong first half. She had 12 in the first half alone. Deckerville wins 35-21. It's impact day or night here for the players. They are, each player gets to pick a teacher or staff member who's made an impact in her life here at Deckerville School. So a nice little tip of the hat to the Deckerville school staff here. I don't know how you all do the jobs you do, but everyone can do it. You all get up each morning and come here to make the lives of these kids better. You make sure the building is operating smoothly, the children arrive to the school on time, they get food to fuel them for the rest of the day, you clean up their messes, you teach them everything they need to know to succeed in their next walk of life. You head up NHS, coach teams, you help organize student council events. There are so many behind-the-scenes things that you all do that I know without a doubt go unnoticed. You will spend endless hours of your time off worried about this kid, cheering for that kid, wondering if you were doing the job well enough. You probably have gone home wondering why you were doing this in the first place because no one appreciates you. But today, these players want you to know that you are appreciated. You do make a difference in their lives. As a parent, I want to thank you for doing this because without a doubt, my kids would fail miserably if they had to rely on me to do for them what you do every day. So thank you to each and every one of you for the endless hours you put in the school district, making this a place these children can come to build their foundation of knowledge and life lessons. Without you, making sure these players have the academic success needed to participate in these extracurricular activities, tonight's game wouldn't be possible. Thank you, staff. All right, nice speech there by Melissa Steinhoff doing the announcing here as the girls' basketball players will come out to thank their impact staff member here at the school district. Again, Deckerville Eagles girls' basketball team with a win, 35-22 over the Peck Pirates. And the standings, that will move Deckerville to 1-0 now in league play. They are 5-3 overall, while Peck falls under 500 at 2-3 overall in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division standings. 35-22, your final score for the Deckerville Eagles girls basketball team over the Peck Pirates. Coming up next, after our MHSA This Week in High School Sports, we will have our second game, our doubleheader of the night here on WBGV 92.5. Boys basketball, Deckerville Eagles boys taking on and hosting the Pack Pirates. Should be a pretty tough competitive game. We'll have that action coming up here in a few minutes here at 92.5 FM and streaming online at StanLakeBroadcasting.com. We'll be right back here for that game and on our pregame show also.